It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Hey, it's the weekend. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Say that slow and you'll get it accurate every time. I'm Jop and he is Barbecue Bob, and it's trick-or-treat weekend, man. What's going on?
Yeah, that's right. We're wearing our masks.
Yeah.
The grumpy old guys from Sesame Street, I think, is
right.
Representing. Yeah, we want to talk a little bit about trick-or-treat stuff and a little bit of beer. We have Tyler Velting in from one of my favorite breweries because it's 2 miles from my house. It's called New Union. And plus, they build a really beautiful bunch of beers.
Oh, yeah.
These are the
absolutely
guys we had on, oh, what, 3 years ago, Tyler, when
yeah,
you when you
couple,
opened?
2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
Couple, 2-3.
Yep.
And I was in there for your opening day and amazed that you had 9 pours and every one of them was like, and maybe I'm just proud of you because you're the local boys, but no, I'm pretty critical.
Yeah.
Jop will
right
tell you.
Well, thanks.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Tyler, you brought in, let's get right to this,
yeah,
brother. You
it
brought in some beer. This is trick or treat, so
yeah.
No tricks. What's the treats look like? What do we got here? Start with one. Tell us a little bit about it.
All right, let's do a brand new one we just put on this week. It's a Norwegian farmhouse ale.
I wonder what that tastes like.
Yeah, let's crack it open
yeah
and try it. This one,
ba-dum-tsh. Yeah,
we use kind of a Norwegian yeast strand. It's a little bit hazy, kind of farmhouse style.
Oh,
and
okay, like a Viking farmhouse.
Yeah. Little
so tell us that this is a variety that's not a household name, right?
Yeah.
Is this an IPA? Is it a
no
farmhouse? I mean, help the,
yeah, the
uneducated like me out.
Farmhouse is just a lighter style.
Oh, is that nice?
Easy drinking. But what they did back in the day in when making this, the Norwegians would use the juniper branches as their filter at the bottom of the wort tank.
Wow.
So the grain doesn't get down when they sparge it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we actually use real juniper branches in the mash.
That's crazy.
And you can pull out some of those notes from the juniper in there.
And you can smell it, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, absolutely. So, am I drinking gin or am I drinking beer?
Exactly. It's,
right.
It just gives it the little just unique flavor from a traditional farmhouse ale. And, we enjoy this.
Is there any left in that can?
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Nope. No. I'm sorry, that's between he and I, right, Bob? Yeah.
So that's just a new one that we came out with, kind of a one-off. We're just trying it out. And brand new yeast that we're using for it, and it's been a big hit so far.
See, Tyler's one of these smart brewers. When you come on the Grillin' Guys show, you got to bring some to-goes with you. So he canned up his beer because they can can their own, right?
Yep.
I think if there's any left, a couple of them are going to be going up to Deer Camp.
Well, they very well could be, and I'll let you do that. You can stop right by those, so close to your house, and grab the rest of the six pack that you need to go. Right?
I'm sure that I'm going to bring some growlers down.
Yep.
Right.
Because I gotta last like 6 days.
Do you? Right. Yeah. They don't make that up there. You're right. Where you're going, you got to bring it with you. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But did you cook anything this week, Bob? Or are you prepping for Deer Camp next week? What are you thinking?
My wife took a trip about a week ago, and she hasn't come back yet. So
she does this frequently. I think that's how you're so blissfully married.
We get along great when she's gone.
Right, yeah.
No. She runs her own business, so she's got some girlfriends with cottages up in Pentwater, and she did a long weekend, and it got longer when another one said, oh, I'm going to be in mine, and
yeah.
So there you go.
Well, and she's got the kind of job she can work anywhere. I mean, it's internet-based, and
yeah,
she can connect. So
yeah,
I get it. Take your computer with you, and you're working.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah,
many people do that now in this whole COVID thing we got going on that I think that I've got buddies that are in management of companies, and they're starting to scratch their heads like, why do we have all this brick and mortar? We're just as effective when everybody's working at home, and they like it better, and we're more productive.
Yeah, but we need to get people back in their offices.
Right. Well, yeah.
It's driving around downtown Grand Rapids, it's sad to see stop signs where blinking lights and nobody on the street.
Right.
And I guess Manhattan's even worse.
Really?
It's like a ghost town.
Yeah.
I see people moving around Grand Rapids and Detroit. I don't see them in a lot of other big cities when I see news features or whatever, unless they're burning it down, which they're doing in Philadelphia now.
Right.
Anyway, so I haven't cooked a lot. I've been, you know, I started that new job at Camping World selling RVs and just having a ball, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I close a sale, I'll mention the show, and a couple of my customers get a really big kick out of that, and they want to talk more about grilling than their new RV.
Well, sure. You know, you got to get a little side hustle going and start selling grills with the RV.
You know, that store has a lot of that stuff in there.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Big selection of Lodge, which is really cool.
Uh huh.
And a lot of portable grills, you know.
Right.
But I work on the RV side, so we have a big 20-acre lot.
Sure.
Of pavement. And it's like Candyland. If you like traveling and camping, it's like Candyland because, I mean, the stuff we're building these days is just incredible. And they have little outdoor refrigerators and grill areas in them. And I think this can would fit right on those racks.
Right. Right. And, it's, you know, these are cool colors, Tyler. What's going on with this? I mean, I've never seen it. It's kind of like a matte, flat black.
It's like a clay.
It's really cool. Really cool.
Kind of a different design, something that kind of stands out, and I think the black and the matte finish kind
little,
of stands out.
Little copper in there too. Yep. Yeah, that's really cool. Now, they get these in your brewery, right? They don't. You don't necessarily get them on the store shelf yet.
Yeah, those are made to go. We fill them and seal them, made to order.
Okay.
So if you want to know where New Union is, it's literally ground zero in Lowell. It's right on the main Four Corners. Yep. You bought a prime piece of real estate. There used to be the feed mill there, which, tell us what happened to that.
Well, it just came down a week ago. You know,
it was iconic, too.
Yeah, it was. It was a very, there was four big silos, kind of besides King Milling, the tallest feature in Lowell. And it was used probably until about 10 or 15 years ago, but it was in really bad shape, and we were thinking of how we could utilize it, but after long consideration, it was going to have to come down because it couldn't be salvaged.
Right. Well, it's more danger than it is benefit to anybody, right?
Yeah.
So right now it's leveled, the stuff's removed, and you got a big parking lot.
Yeah, it's pretty big right now, which we didn't have before. We didn't have enough parking before, so now we kind of solved that problem, and we're looking to put an addition on the building, just like an outdoor patio area with all the stuff going on. We were going to do this before COVID hit, but now with the seating restrictions and so on, it's just a great opportunity for us to expand outdoors.
I want to talk about that a little bit. You're a small business guy that has started a business not that many years ago.
Yeah.
And we all know you get that humped 2 to 3 to 5 years, whatever before your business really starts getting profitable, and then COVID hits you.
Yeah.
And so I would just like not to bring the show down, but tell me how COVID has impacted your business, positive, negative, what you've learned, what you've come out of it, because I think it's a really interesting perspective. There's so many breweries out there.
Sure. We are a very small brewery. Our capacity is 55, so it's only like 1,800 square feet. So it's very small, and we do everything in the one building. We brew and have seating. So, yes, it was a big impact to, you know, have that seating restriction. But then we were just trying to think out of the box. We actually had the canning machine upstairs that we hadn't utilized yet. So the day that we knew that we weren't going to be able to open and we were going to be able to do to-go only at the very beginning, we got the canning machine down, went and got some blank cans from a local dealer, and then I went to the computer and printed off labels with the Surgeon General warning and the ABV and everything that we were just slapping on blank cans. And, you know, we had to get by that. And it helped us. And now we're doing more cans than we could have ever imagined to go.
This one we're trying here is called Norwegian Farmhouse Stop in New Union. It is fantastic. It's really unique if you like hazies. This one is almost a little milder on the hazy side. It's not
so malty.
Not overly hoppy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yep. And I have another one if you guys want to try it.
You do?
Yeah. Twist our arms.
Yes. Right. Well, you know what? This could be the new union show from the Grilling Guys studios, right? Yeah, we can do that. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to talk more with Tyler about the beer because this is cool. This is a great success story that has had a major setback like many of our listeners and their small businesses have. And I just want to explore that a little bit more because it's a good story, but it's a story of perseverance and good beer. What can be wrong with that? Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering. Better Michigan beer.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hey, this is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.